So there are so many books. And we've advised you, go through your spiritual library, see what makes you go strong, see what makes you go weak, and those that make you go weak, throw them away and leave them in a pile, but don't throw them out right away. Leave them there for a week. Because you walk by them every day, you finally get it. Wow, I see what the difference is, you know? All the end times books and all, you know, all that kind of stuff is all over here, see? Those things which are eternal truths, you can tell that that which is true has been agreed upon by every enlightened being throughout all of time. There's absolutely no disagreement about anything between all enlightened beings. It's always been exactly the same. Anything that varies from that is not the truth. And we make that rather specific in the book we just finished, but I thought the next book, where we calibrate about 1,000 things, tells you where it all is. Now, everything doesn't have to be 1,000 to be useful, you know what I'm saying? If you're down here, something that calibrates at 180 is going to be very good, you know what I'm saying? If you're in apathy, if you can get up to wanting something, you've made a big move out of the wastebasket, crawling across on your bare knees, beating yourself, falling over, crying all the time, quivering, laying there paralyzed with fear. If you can get pissed about something, you're going to at least move your body in some kind of a positive direction because you don't want to win and get out of this freaking state you're in. Don't forget, whole continents live here. Whole continents are born in this level down here. Whole continents, the whole continent of Africa. Whole continent calibrates like 70 or something. You're born with AIDS to poverty-stricken, drug-addicted parents who desert you and don't feed you, and you die of starvation at age 6 months. Whole continents live that way. Whole continents, whole countries. You know, we live in a civilized society that calibrates around 430, and we think that's what's normal. That's what's normal for us, but it is definitely not what's normal for other people. All right, so we thought, I wanted to make a map of the world. You know, I had Europe and I had South America, and I took out some atlas, and it didn't copy very good off the copy machine, but I thought the different countries of the world and continents, and what is the calibrated level of those, the energies of those various societies, those various countries. It gives you quite an understanding of the of politics. Without those calibrations, you don't really understand politics, because you're coming at it from your position, you know. Your position is not what prevails elsewhere in this world at all. Not at all. Not at all. I've been in places in the country where a whole family of 20 lives in a couple of cardboard boxes put together with string, and they take turns sleeping in it and digging up roots. they do not live in your world at all. So I thought, you know, the different countries and continents and about where they're at, it gives you an understanding of why we seem to be a political diplomat. You really have to understand these things. The terrible mistakes we make militarily and diplomatically and politically is a total failure to comprehend where these other people are at. You know, they're not anywhere at what you're talking about. That's the trouble with academic views of things, and politically correct things, because you live in an airy-fairy world. You know, people don't live there. Yeah, people also have bodies. They forget that. Anyway, the Urantia book, let's see. Do we have permission to do that? I'm familiar with the Urantia book many years ago. Urantia, we have permission. It's over 200, was it? Thank God. It's over 300, 350. All right, it's in the high 300s. So, you see, each of these teaching methods is appropriate for certain levels. We said there's no really higher or lower levels because you're learning tools, and these tools are useful when you're at 800, just like they're useful when you're at 200. So, if your own calibrations are in here, let's say you go to, let's say your life is horrible, and you decide to quit drinking, you go to AA, you take the first step. That takes you over 200 right there. You say 200 won't take you all the way to enlightenment. Oh yeah, it will, because without courage, you're not going to take any of these other steps. Each one of these is a brick. So none of them is really higher than the other. This is the way the calibrated scale came out, and I had, it just came out, you know, by questioning, and this is the way it came out. These things are very, very necessary. Without the capacity to face the truth about yourself, you're not going to move up any higher. All right, so here we have something that calibrates in the 300s, and so to move out of here, all this stuff up here is meaningless. I read this very erudite book last night. I just skimmed through it in a hurry to see what I could get out of about quantum mechanics and its application to consciousness, and there wasn't anything of any use in there. It was it calibrated around 450. Well, I know all that. That's just, you know, intellectualism and logic and computers and mathematics. The mathematics of consciousness is one thing. Consciousness is something totally different to which you cannot apply mathematics, actually. But I'm looking for that interface between the linear and the nonlinear, which was the point of writing power versus force. And again, in the conclusion of I have a little appendix at the end on quantum mechanics, because the quantum potentiality is that space where, from the viewpoint of common logic, you can see that that which is not logic is not applicable can also exist, because that which is hardcore scientism denies that anything other than the linear reality could exist, and I want to show that au contraire. The very reason you say that is because of that which is non-linear, which is dominating your consciousness, and which you're not going to find out with mathematics. You only find it out through meditation. Let's see. I don't know if I can answer that one or not. I don't think so.